Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new tune for you. Hey, everybody, I got a new tune.
That's right. Your favorite crooner, Phil.
Wild Phil.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite crooner, Wild Phil, is back, and he's singing the hits.
Okay.
Some of your favorite songs all together on this one great album.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
These American classics have never sounded better.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
By Wild Phil sings the hits wherever fake records are sold.
Wild Phil!
Here's the radio happy hour, Dr. Bluffstein. Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Dr. Bluffstein. Dr. Bluffstein. Freaking news and pretty guests, north and south and east to west. Put your boundaries to the test with Dr. Bluffstein.
Become the star of this show.
Ever since he called in?
I know. You know, I really think that, and not counting you, Jane, because you're not always here, or dangerously, so I'm not going to put you in there, but I really think I come in fourth in popularity here.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Phil is clearly number one, and I really think Justin the Weatherman is a close number two. Vinny Bond is number three easily, if not number two himself. He's got quite a following. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
And then I think I come in straggling at number four.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
I'm probably number five when you're here, Jane.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem. Always here to dish it out.
Welcome, everybody, to the program. This is the Radio Happy Hour, a very special program. We have a whole big agenda today. Let me get through it. I'll tell you what we have on tap. But first, let me introduce everybody to who we have here. Jane, the lovely co-host.
Hello.
The man who is in charge of keeping all of you people in the live Dr. Blogstein chat room in line, Vinny Bond.
And good evening, including Mr. Alan Levy tonight in the chat room.
Alan Levy, Blog Talk Radio royalty, is listening live to our show. Everybody has to be on their best behavior.
It's already been talked about.
Good. Let's make sure that everybody behaves around the CEO. All right. Here's our agenda today. What is our agenda today? All right. Last week, I got into a big fight with Dangerous Lee, who is our co-host whenever Jane is not available. Jane, you are not aware of this big fight because I know you are not a fan of this show. You probably didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. I've been busy.
All right. I was right in that assumption, Vinny, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, they don't keep it on archive or anything, you know, Doc. If they did, maybe Jane could hear it after the show was over.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I mean,
I've been busy, you guys. I have been busy. I'm moving apartments. You know, I'm actually taking time out, you know, for my busy packing schedule to do the show. So.
We are so honored. Oh, God. Be still my heart. Well, anyway, last week I had a big fight with Dangerous Lee, and I really think that she doesn't like me now.
I would not want to get into a fight with Dangerous Lee, that's for sure.
Well, she was totally 100% wrong.
Is that right?
First of all, I don't even know how we even got onto the topic, but it came out, and she is a firm believer that September 11th was an inside job, and I took exception to that. She was pointing to her, as her evidence, a movie called Zeitgeist. You ever hear of this, Jane?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's one of those online movies. And the one thing that she did say that made sense was that she said, I really shouldn't talk about it until I've seen it and I know what I'm talking about, which is fair. So
mm-hmm.
I did watch it this weekend, and I'll give you my review. Also, today, obviously, the reason we're here is Shirley MacLaine will be interviewed by Dr. Blockstein.
Woo.
How about that?
Very, very good. Good catch.
A Hollywood legend in a conversation with an internet radio legend.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, exactly. And as a special bonus in honor of Shirley MacLaine's appearance on the Radio Happy Hour, the Blockstein players will reenact a scene from Terms of Endearment. And we'll let you know who's playing what role a little bit later on. Then if we have time, we'll play a fun game I like to call Names or Drugs. And if we have time, we'll get to that. If we don't, we'll do it next week, because already people are saying, how in the world are you going to fit all this into an hour? Well, I intend to, and watch me do it.
Or an hour plus whatever we go over into the archives.
I know, but I hate going over into the archives, because then people who are in the live audience and who took the time to listen to us live, they have to go back and listen to the whole show over again to get to the archive. They miss the end. And the end is when usually the twist happens, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. What else? Oh, keeping with my theory that the Radio Happy Hour is the Oprah of internet radio, Vinny, do you remember what author we had on the show? I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Mr. Flynn?
Yes, Vince Flynn, who wrote a book called Protect and Defend.
Excellent
he was on the
book.
Show. Say that again?
Excellent book.
Thank you. You're not sounding too good today. Are you talking into the phone?
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Okay, no, sorry. I just had to move it a little closer to my mic, to my mouth.
Where was your phone?
I have a
let's
headset
not,
on.
Let's not get into that. I don't want to hear it.
I have a All headset right. on, Doc.
All right, good. Well, let's... Vince Flynn was the author, right? He was on the
yep.
show a couple weeks ago. And previously, before this particular book, he had never been on the Radio Happy Hour. He also was never number one on the New York Times bestseller list. This year, his first appearance on the Radio Happy Hour, and consequently, his first appearance as number one on the New York Times bestseller list coming out this Sunday in the paper. How about that?
Coincidence? I think not. All signs point to us.
Yeah.
And why exactly do you think Shirley is coming on the show tonight?
Shirley has a book coming out too, and that's why she probably heard from Vince Flynn that this is the show to do. Let me get into Zeitgeist, if I may. Now, I did invite Dangerous Lee to be on the show and to talk about this, but I really do believe that she is upset with me because she said all she wanted to say about this, and she didn't want to talk about it anymore. She even brought it up on her show on Friday. Vinny, you didn't get a chance to watch it, did you?
I didn't, Doc, but I was – I mean, you know, what happened on the air was obviously a big part of it, but she also got slammed in the chat room also a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But if you're going to make outrageous claims like that, you have to expect to get a reaction like that. Claiming that 9/11 was an inside job is going out there. It's out there. You know, it's very – It's very conspiracy theorious, this, particularly. It's conspiriosity? Jane, what's the word?
Yeah, I think it's conspiriosity, definitely.
Is it really? All right, good. Well, I watched the movie. The movie's in three parts. And first of all, what? Another thing that Dangerously said, and this is like one of my main problems with the film. Dangerously, after I invited her to come on, she said she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. She said all she wants about Zeitgeist. The only way she would talk more about it is if she has the filmmakers on her show. Curiously enough, there are no credits to this movie. In other words, nobody is taking credits for making this movie, so you don't know who made it, what their motivation was, and that's one problem I have with the movie. The movie's in three parts. First part is, I'll go through this quickly because I don't want to spend the entire show discrediting the movie, but I do feel like I owe it to people after I destroyed the movie before I even said it to come back and destroy the movie after I've seen it. It's broken up into three parts. First part is claiming that Jesus Christ didn't exist. That part was probably the most compelling. They had the most compelling argument for that one. It claimed that Jesus was based on other deities from far further back ancient times that are based on the zodiac, ancient Egyptian gods, ancient Greek gods who follow kind of like the same story, and it's all based on the zodiac. I can believe that because I do believe that a lot of what we see in the Bible is just a pretty elaborate game of telephone where one person whispers to the ear of the next person and it gets spread around the world. So I didn't have a big problem with part one. Part two and part three were all about conspiracy theories about the war. Part two was about 9/11, and it was the whole thing was just very circumstantial. The evidence was basically circles of what they circled what they believed to be explosives in the towers. One man's opinion that the tape that they found in Afghanistan of Bin Laden bragging about 9/11, that Bin Laden looked darker and fatter than Bin Laden is. And a lot of the problem that I had with the film is that their theories, they kind of very quickly turn them into fact without trying for people not to notice that they've turned their theory and their hypothesis into fact to make their next point. Do you understand what I mean, Vinny?
Yeah, I understand.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, and if you've seen it, and I don't know if anyone in the chat room has seen it, they could either back me up or disagree with that point. But I also think it was done in a fashion of treating people that are watching it as idiots, telling us that what we see on the news, we cannot believe it. Telling us that we've been buying everything that we've been sold and we do not have the ability to be a critical thinker. So they are going to tell us the right thing to believe, kind of talking down to us. That's basically my review and my problem with the movie Zeitgeist.
They didn't talk about the moon landing being filmed on a Hollywood set either?
No, I think that might be in the sequel, though.
Yeah.
Any reaction from the chat room?
Catherine has seen all three of them. And that's about that's the only person who has mentioned that they've seen it. KB says, zealots turn anything into fact.
I love Dangerously. I preface all this by saying I love Dangerously. And I do not think that she's a dummy. But I think that dummies will buy into this movie because they just don't – you know, I looked up a lot of what they were telling me on the film, you know, just because I knew I was going to be talking about it and I don't want to look like an idiot. And a lot of the things that they say are so They're kind of like half-truths.
Mm-hmm.
One of their claims is that Bush's – grandpa, Prescott Bush, the first Bush president's father, was a big supporter of the Nazis. And first of all, I think that if that was the case, we would have heard about that long before Zeitgeist. But that being said, their proof was that he was a part owner of a bank that the Nazis had a lot of money tied into. So I heard that information, and I looked it up and researched it myself, and it turns out that Bush had just a 1% share of that bank. The person who had the most share, his name is Tisdale. What's his name? I can't find it. Thyssen. Thyssen? I can't pronounce it, but Thyssen. He had the – Fritz Thyssen was the guy's name. He was the major shareholder of the bank, and he cut all ties with the Nazis and all their money in 1938 when he found out what the Nazis were up to. So, again, it was like half-truths. So unless you look into it, you're being told the wrong thing, and it's not surprising that it can get you all into a lather and think that the government and everything around us is out to get us. That's my two cents.
All right. Well, you know, I think you're making a good point. It is those half truths that you can. Yes, you know, he owned part of the bank, but 1%. It's still part of the bank. So it's a, you know, I mean, you can build a story around anything. I do have to tell you that Dangerously popped into the chat room for a couple of seconds, and then left again.
Really? She probably heard what I was talking about. I don't know why she's so bothered by this, just being disagreed with.
You know.
I mean, I love Dangerously. I hope she continues to be our guest co-host, because God knows Jane doesn't show up twice a month.
Well, hello, I'm working.
And I need someone.
Okay, I've heard working in apartment. Uh-huh.
I know.
I've got other excuses too. If you'd like me to tell you them.
Let's catch up with Jane before we catch up with Shirley MacLaine. Jane moved into a new. Look at all these life changes. She's moving into a new apartment.
Yes.
We started the show in February. She was with a boyfriend. We've seen her break up with the boyfriend. We've seen her go through a quarter life crisis. And now she's hooked herself up with another man. Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, no, he's a nice guy. I don't want to give away too much information about his identity, but he's a really nice person.
Oh, my God, is he a superhero?
yes, he's Batman, actually.
Wow, I
do it. No, he's great. I definitely kind of feel all grown up. I definitely, sowed my wild oats this summer, and that was great. But he's a really nice guy, and I'm just really cautiously optimistic. You know, I hate to mention things on my blog, because, I don't know, this could all blow up in my face, like, tomorrow. But, I don't know, if I'm happy, I want to share it with you guys. So I'm very happy.
Well, you know, being the journalist that I am, I'm going to have to ask you these few questions.
Yes.
You may choose to answer or not answer, or
okay.
or answer by not answering, however you choose.
Okay.
First base, have you been there?
I am not answering that.
Come on.
Wait, what are the bases? That's always the question. It's like, how are the bases defined? Are you going to define
all
the
right.
bases?
Yeah, okay, fine. Surely you've had tongue-on-tongue action by now.
sure. I'll answer that one, yes.
All right. Now, second base is hand on breast.
I'm not answering that at all.
Now, why would you answer the first one and not answer the second one?
Because the kissing is different than other stuff. I'm not going to say anything about that.
So, Vinny, you think I should waste time asking about third or home?
Oh, yeah, I think you're totally wasting your time. Jane,
yeah.
does he know you do an internet radio show?
No, he doesn't know.
Does he know you blog?
No, he does not, and he will never know.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will.
If it's going to become a relationship, isn't this something that you need to share this part of your life with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it hasn't really become, you know, a relationship yet. We're just dating. We're kind of keeping it cash, you know, so I don't want to scare him with my drunken ramblings on my blog.
But you haven't really had any drunken ramblings since you've been dating him.
I've had a couple. I erase ones that are really, really bad.
So Jane, if he's not listening or reading, why can't you just tell us? Your friends here want to know.
Why is it so important?
Well, it's so we can get a full picture of who we're talking to when we talk to Jane and we.
Yeah, so he can live vicariously through you, Jane.
Yeah, that's probably fair. no, I'm not answering that. I'm a good. I share some things on my blog, but not everything.
Vinny, I would help. Try to get this out of her because you're next on my list of questions.
Chat room is going pretty. Chat room is going pretty strong here, Doc. Tonight.
Oh, look at that!
A lot of people in the chat room. Where the window has to be scrolled down to see all the names on the left hand side.
Well, isn't it a big party in there? I'm sure. Yeah. Some of the people in the chat room want to hear about.
Turnbaby is on her new MacBook Pro, having a little bit of problems, but she always does. And Alan's still hanging out in the room. He's listening and talking.
All right, listen, Vinny, do me a favor. If Alan wants to know about Vinny's personal life, you're going to have to tell us, all right?
And Dangerously just joined us.
Okay, actually, do me a favor, Vinny. Try to smooth things over between me and Dangerous, okay?
Well, as I said earlier, Doc, some people in the chat room were kind of rough, too, so.
All right, well, then hopefully everyone can kiss and make up in there while we move on to our featured guest today, the reason why we probably have a lot of new listeners that I chased away with a boring movie review earlier in the show. Shirley MacLaine is going to be on the program. I first want to tell you, Vinny, what were you supposed to remind me of?
I don't remember.
I asked you to remind me to tell a funny Shirley MacLaine story.
Oh, did you?
I
think that was Justin. Oh, that's right. Last week. I apologize. Yes,
yeah.
You did. And Dangerous says everything is fine.
All right, good. Tell her to blow me a kiss.
Okay, I will.
You heard the part where I said a kiss, right?
Yes.
Okay. Phil!
Yo.
What's up?
I don't know. That's my line to you. What's up, Doc?
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jane, and I agree with you. I don't think you should tell any more than you feel comfortable with.
I knew you'd agree with me.
Oh, yeah, you knew Doc was, Phil was going there. Evening, Phil.
Evening, Bond.
How are you?
007, 007, that's what we call you, right?
No, it's got nothing to do with the 00s.
Oh, okay. Vinny, like Vinny Barbarino?
Maybe
Phil,
sort of, kind of.
Okay.
Phil, I'm giving you some leeway today because you're a very popular member of this program.
Oh, am I? I'm an old fart, Doc.
You are an old fart, but everyone here is coming to hear Shirley MacLaine, so I guess it's a very AARP crowd tonight.
Yeah, AARP. I don't want to ask what the A's were for, so I'll skip that.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a Phil. You're here just in time for my funny Shirley MacLaine story, and then we're gonna hear from Shirley MacLaine. How about that?
Oh well, whoop-de-doo, Doc. Let it have at the story there.
Thank you for that opening. I had met Shirley MacLaine, which is how I ended up getting this interview. And I was talking to Shirley MacLaine on the when I met her. Obviously, she's very much into the afterlife, reincarnation, what happens when you die. So we were discussing that. Any of you ever see, and it's one of my favorite movies, the movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks?
Albert Brooks, yeah. Great movie.
Great movie. So Albert Brooks dies in it, and he goes to a place called Judgment City, where they put him on trial for his life, where they show scenes of stuff that he did during his life, and he has to defend why he did it. Then a panel of judges decide whether he gets to go to heaven or has to go back down to earth. So we were having this conversation with Shirley, and I said to Shirley, I said, you know, Shirley, you ever see that movie with Albert Brooks, Defending Your Life? She starts laughing. I said, what? She said, I was in it.
Oh.
So
smooth, Doc. Nice move, Doc.
God.
Yeah, that was a slick move.
Thank you.
This was after the interview, right, Doc?
No, this is before the interview, which thankfully she still was able to, didn't mind talking to me. But she only had a cameo, so, and it's been a long time since I saw it. So I covered myself and I said, well, Shirley, you'll be happy to know that it's one of my favorite movies.
Boy, did you suck up big time there, Doc.
That's what I do best, Phil. All right. All right, so now I'm going to put you all on mute. And late last week, I had a conversation with Shirley MacLaine that I recorded for the Radio Happy Hour. Sorry that there will be no phone calls for Shirley because this is pre-recorded. But here is the Shirley MacLaine interview on...
All right. Shirley MacLaine, thank you very much for joining us here on the Radio Happy Hour. Your book is called Saging While Aging. Do you think that because you're an Academy Award winner, you can make up words?
I didn't make up that word.
No?
No, to be a sage is to be a wise person. So the verb of that would be saging, you know?
Okay.
I don't think I made that up.
You were the only female member of the Rat Pack, so they say, and yet you claim you've never slept with any one of them.
That's right. I haven't.
Was that because of your choice or theirs?
Thanks a lot. No, we were friends. They protected me from anybody who did sort of cross my portal. They didn't. They liked me to just be a mascot, all very platonic. They, I guess, admired my talent and my friendship. There was nothing like that going on.
Did they screen men for you? Did men have to go through them first before they went to you?
They never got that far, poor men.
All right, there's so much to get to in this book. First and foremost, I got to ask you about UFOs. If UFOs are hovering around, why haven't they landed?
They have. They've landed in Peru. They've landed... there are many case histories. I'd have to go back in all my research to see and tell you exactly what state, at what time, and in what year. But they have landed.
And they come off the crafts and walk around?
Let's see. Some people say yes. I have, of course, not seen that. But there are some people in South America and in Mexico who claim that they are quite similar to us and are among us. They can't stay long, according to these people, because our vibrational frequencies give out a kind of stench, they call it. And they can't stay very long. They have to go back to a higher frequency. But we know they're in the skies. I mean, that we know.
Right, but you've never met one. Or have you? Is it possible that there are people in Hollywood that are aliens? You just don't know it.
Maybe you're an alien.
I think I might be. You're very outspoken about prescription drugs, and I do want to get into this because I think that whenever we take a drug to cover up one problem, it opens up another problem and leads us to take more drugs.
Well, I don't know about that, but they certainly always induce side effects, and that could be one of them. I don't take them for many, many reasons, and that is one. I just don't like drugs. I like the healing to be more natural.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you really need something. You might need, and antibiotics are important, although we've become addicted to them and therefore drug-resistant viruses, et cetera. It's all in moderation. I wouldn't say that one should just ignore allopathic medicine. I wouldn't say that at all. But and some drugs are very necessary and are actually miraculous.
So I would say, Shirley MacLaine says, consult your physician.
They're not always the ones to consult, no, because they are sometimes the problem because they are very aligned with the pharmaceutical industry, for example, and they want you to get well quickly, so they will prescribe a drug, and sometimes these homeopathic and naturopathic and alternative medical ways of healing take longer.
So then if someone's sick, consult Saging While Aging to figure out what to do.
No.
No. Consult the Internet?
I think that's a good source of information because many people put up what their experience has been. Yeah, I think that's a very good source of information.
You tell a very interesting story about how we learned about acupuncture, how humans learned about acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind telling it to the Radio Happy Hour?
Did I put it in the book? I don't remember. There was a Chinese emperor, I think the 3rd century, called Wang Ti. And apparently, I think the Pleiadian species landed and were very interested in knowing the human nature better and who were we on Earth at the time. And anyway, he shared friendships with these star beings and revealed himself and his people, and they revealed themselves and their people. And when they left, as a gift, they gave him the acupuncture star maps of the human body. In other words, we did not know about these acupuncture meridian points. That was what the Pleiadians had studied, and they gifted him with that. And that's been handed down through the centuries.
I find that fascinating. Do you, I mean, are you insulted that you haven't gotten the gift yet? You've given extraterrestrials such good press over the years. Shouldn't they return the favor by giving you a similar type of gift?
Oh, maybe they will.
Maybe they will. Before I let you go, Shirley, one quick question. If the paparazzi was as voracious and as aggressive back when you were in your 20s as they are now, would you have been kind of like a Lindsay Lohan?
I probably would have belted them. I did knock out one very aggressive newspaper man who lied about it. I went into his office and belted him.
I bet he didn't fare too well in that matchup.
What?
I bet he didn't fare too well.
No, he was surprised. I mean, nobody had ever done that, particularly a woman, and that bothered him a little bit. And why do you call your show Happy Hour? Are we supposed to be drunk?
Well, no, it is an option, though.
Why do you call it Happy Hour? Answer me.
Why? Because it's an hour of fun radio, and the result is to make people that listen and join in happy.
I see.
Are you happy, Shirley?
I will be happier when we finish.
Well then, let's call it a close.
Okay.
Shirley, thank you so much for joining us. You can see Shirley McLean, www.shirleymclean.com. You do your own radio show on that, right?
Yeah.
Listen to her and read her book, Staging While Aging. Thank you, Shirley.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Well, there you have it.
Nice interview.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good interview.
Yeah, what's this business about UFOs anyway? When people start talking UFOs, I'm starting to think they're kind of like from the outer limits there.
Well, I'll tell you, Phil. You want to hear how screwed up I am?
Well, okay, let's have it.
Everything Dangerous Lee said last week was absurd, yet I believe in everything that Shirley MacLaine said.
Wow.
So if Dangerous Lee wants to get upset at me for disagreeing with her, which is fine, she should just know that I'm not all there either.
Ah, well, that part I kind of knew, I think.
Yeah, I think all of us knew that, Blogstein.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, she makes a very compelling argument for aliens, star beings, as she claims that they like to be called.
Yeah, I like star beings. That was a good term.
Yeah.
I can't believe that aliens are also very politically correct. they have their own name that they like to be called. Aliens is not good. Star beings is more appropriate.
I was wondering which one was more the illegal aliens there.
Oh, Phil, comedy, it's not always your thing. There are times where you're very funny, though. I don't get it.
Well, that's okay, Doc. I'm getting past,
Vinny,
getting at that age, you know.
Oh, come on, you're young at heart.
Young at heart, that don't cut it, Doc.
So do you think that there are aliens, Phil? I mean, that would be an explanation for you.
No, I don't believe in beam me up, Scotty.
So you think that we are all that there is, that in this vast, humongous universe, there is only intelligent life on this itty-bitty, tiny planet?
Yes, I'm afraid so, Doc.
Really? I don't know. I kind of think that's kind of self-centered to believe that. Jane?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know enough to make a comment. I mean, I think that there could definitely be, some sort of life on other planets, you know, plant life or, you know, small microorganisms. I mean, I don't necessarily believe that aliens have landed on our planet, because if they did that, I don't know. I feel like there would be more of a consequence of aliens landing on our planet than them just talking to one person and leaving.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny, if you were an alien visitor from another planet and you see such a reaction to these stories, would you want to talk to any of these people?
No. Plus, just looking at the planet, you know, I think half of those movies that show us immediately trying to dissect them are probably a lot truer than anything else.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if they have the ability to travel that far, I have a feeling that they've gotten to a point where they've evolved away from.
But what makes
war.
You think they traveled that far in the first place?
How else would they get here?
Well, that's why I said I don't even believe they even got here. I think it's a whole figment of people's imagination.
But isn't that naive to think that this is a tiny planet compared to the vast universe? Do you know how big the universe is, Phil?
Yes, I know it takes in a lot of area, Doc. But I still don't believe it happened.
But why? What is there to believe? I mean, I think this is dangerous, Lee. 810, you dangerous?
Yes, darling.
How are you, my sweet?
I'm good.
Yeah? You have a comment on the aliens?
Yes, I believe in aliens.
Oh,
you
my
do?
Goodness.
Yes.
It's no wonder she falls for the seventh tower falling.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a connection, because I do believe, I think there's got to be intelligent life out there.
I think one corny idea leads to another.
Oh, there's a big difference between a conspiracy theory that the United States was behind 9/11 and the fact that there are intelligent beings on other planets. I mean... How else do you explain the
Should I hum
Egyptian
the
pyramid?
Outer Limits theme song about now?
Well, you
I would have
prove that everybody has their own thoughts and opinions on things, and some of us agree and some of us don't. I mean, whatever. Gosh.
All right. Vinny, you have a consensus from the chat room?
There's a lot of talk going on in the chat room in terms of aliens and...
Ooh.
I'm trying to get back to it because it's been going on now. Catherine thinks that they are out there, but they don't think that they've ever been here. You know, which I think is what Phil has said, possibly.
Boogeyman.
Yeah, Phil. I mean, would you at least give us that maybe they're out there on another planet and perhaps they've never been here?
I don't think that's even it either.
Oh, come on. You think you're the best that the universe can produce?
I didn't say that now, Doc.
I mean,
but
you as a human.
You're taking the other extreme by a long ways there.
Other extreme? I'm just affording the possibility.
There's a lot of unexplained things in this universe. So.
Yeah, and it's right here on Earth.
Exactly. There's a lot of unexplained things that go on here on Earth. So, hello.
Yeah, but it's usually done by unexplained people there.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are religious too. I think that believing in, you know, an all-powerful God can sound as crazy as believing in aliens. I don't know. Neither of them.
Wow.
Anybody knows.
Good point.
Phil,
I wouldn't
good point.
Take it that far, Jane.
What?
Really? Why? Really?
I
why?
Take it
what?
Quite that far, Jane.
Well, if you really want to break it down, Phil, God is a all-powerful, invisible man in the sky. How is that any different than an alien on another
man
planet?
Man in the sky. Jeez, Norman Greenbaum should have taken your advice in a song there, Doc.
I'm not necessarily like equating God with aliens. I'm just making a comment. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, but what if he is, though? Because think about it.
What if he is? Whoa, now we're... Now we're going past Outer Limits now. Now we're talking about X-Files
here. Think about it.
How
did we get here? How did we get here? How did
the X-Files. The X-Files is struck.
Well, you know what? The truth is often stranger than fiction. So.
I've heard that, though, come from a lot of people who didn't know anything but fiction.
Well, baby, I know a lot more than fiction, and I'm open-minded, okay? Open it up. Yes.
You know what the saying about open-minded is? Pretty soon you start walking around with an open mind and your brains fall out.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Phil, I'm going to put you on hold for just a brief moment because I have Justin coming in, okay?
All right.
All right.
Good idea.
All right. Hey, Justin.
When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm going to go to the place. That's a Norman Greenbaum song. Don't you go past that, Phil.
Great song.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we got to stop that tier two crap. Where is Shoyley? I'm so excited.
Did you miss it?
Did Shirley come on already?
You missed the interview, huh?
Doctor, you told me to come in at 9:30-ish, and I was supposed to play Shirley in Terms of Endearment. I am now pissed.
No, that you came on to play Shirley in Terms of Endearment. Not.
Oh, not with Shirley?
How could you play Shirley with Shirley? If Shirley was doing the scene, she would play her.
Well, couldn't Shirley be Sybil, and then she'd have a couple of lives?
Maybe. All right. Dangerous, would you mind if I cut you off just to leave another line open, just in case?
Oh.
You can do that, Dad.
We love Dange.
I love Dange. You know what, Dangerous, Lisa, stick around for this.
You want to cut me off? I don't give a shit. I'm kidding.
No, if I need to skedaddle, I'll let you know.
No, you're fine. If I need the line, I'll let you know. I'm sorry. Dangerous, but you're coming in low. Maybe speak closer to the mic.
Okay, let me adjust my mic.
That's much better. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'll put. Let's see. Phil, I'll leave your mic up if you promise to let them do their act without interrupting.
No, that's fine. I want to hear the act.
Okay, Jane, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Hi, Jane.
Hello.
I'd like to do Shirley as if I was Cher doing Shirley.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. It's your role to make it your own. You do what you want. I do hear a little bit of an echo, so someone's going to have to take care of that.
Hmm.
I don't hear an echo.
I don't hear an echo at all, Doc.
No, I don't hear an echo either.
No echo.
Okay, it's probably coming from the mothership. I apologize.
Absolutely.
Okay, Justin or Vinny, you're familiar with the movie Terms of Endearment?
I am.
Okay. This is a scene from the hospital. Justin, are you familiar with this scene?
I know every inch of this Fakakta movie.
I knew you would. So set up the scene before you start it.
Well, isn't this the part where Deborah Winger is realizing that she's really sick and she's trying to make lemons out of lemonade when she's really one moment from dying, and it's the moment where they're like emoting and telling everybody how each other loves each other?
Yeah, it's a very heartwarming and tearjerker of a scene.
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen this one, so I'm.
You've never seen. Wait, you've never.
I've seen Terms of Endearment.
Oh my God, you've got to do something about that.
Okay, I'll put it on my Netflix queue.
Great.
Yeah,
see, problem solution. I love this show.
All right, so Justin will be playing the role that Shirley MacLaine played, and Jane is going to be playing the role that Deborah Winger played.
Cher will be playing the role of Shirley MacLaine.
Okay. Vinny, when you yell action, we will start the scene.
Roll them. Action!
Do you have any reaction to my telling you I love you?
I was just inches from clean get away.
Well, you're stuck, so face it.
Well, I don't know what else to say except my stock answer.
Which is?
They say we're young and we don't know, but I love you too, kid.
Goodbye.
At the airport where we were standing there, in front of the door, hugging and kissing and saying goodbye, and you know what?
What?
I got up the nerve to tell him I loved him. You know, with his reaction was.
I don't give a shit, Mom. I'm sick.
Don't you curse at me, you lesbian. Not everything is about you. I've got a lot to figure out.
I just don't want to fight anymore.
Well, it's either you fight with me or you fight with Sonny. What do you mean? When do we fight?
When do we fight? You amaze me. I always think of us as fighting.
That's from your end.
That's because you're never satisfied with me.
Take me home.
Wow. Jane's debut acting career there.
I try. If I could
not
act
bad.
Over the internet.
Not bad.
Voiceovers.
Yeah.
Not bad. Very good. Very good. Very, you know, it didn't really bring a tear to my eye like the original, but not bad.
Well, if you would have gone to the next scene, Sonny would have been killed in on the mountain, so it would have been very heartfelt.
And the symphony that I hired for the background music, they finished before the scene was over.
It was fantastic. You're getting so much better with the techniques, or whatever it's called, techniques.
Yes, the conspiratoristic characteristics.
Absolutely. May I just add one thing about the alien stuff?
Please.
If people don't believe in aliens, then they don't believe in religion or God, because it all stems from the same thing, the unknown. So when people say they don't believe, they really need to look back and think hard about how what they believe in, blah-bitty-bloo. That's all I
don't
say.
I don't agree with that. Sorry, you and I usually agree on a lot of things, but that one I don't agree on.
But,
tell me why. What?
Yeah.
Why is a belief in one thing different than a belief in something else? Neither of which can you get hard evidence of.
Yeah, it's all faith.
So it's really
is what we're saying.
Right. It's really just blind faith.
Well,
so
I believe that religion is more than blind faith. I believe that it is also a common sense faith.
How is religion common sense? It's probably the it's you have to dispel what is it dispel? You have to dispense with all of
oh right.
What am I trying to say, Jane?
I don't know.
Well, we know Doc.
You'd have to throw out all the rules.
You have to throw out. You have to buy into it.
Yeah,
if you're going to believe
in religion,
you have to.
You have to.
I got it. You have to suspend all disbelief if you're going to buy into religion. It is like people that are fans of Star Wars, and you have to buy into the mythology. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to be ridiculous.
Right.
Talking robots? The whole thing is ridiculous unless you buy into it and you.
Absolutely.
Some people watch Star Wars for entertainment. You don't tell me that people sit there and actually believe that stuff.
Absolutely.
No, but the only way you can get through it and be entertained by it is to buy into it. Buy into the premise.
No.
Buy into the premise that this happened a long, long, long time ago.
I don't agree with that.
How do you not
agree
with the same thing?
You know what? My stepfather's father was dead, and he was Greek. And in the Greek, and we're Jewish, but we did our thing, and we walked him down the aisle, you know, dead in the casket. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden the priest comes around, spins the casket around three times, and throws water and takes the, what's that stuff that smells, you know, incense, and is, like, flinging the incense around. My mother had a coughing attack. She had to open all the windows in the church. And, I mean, I don't know if that's actually something that God told us to do.
No.
Or the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's part of an Eastern religion.
Greek?
Where
is Shirley when you meet her?
But
no, why didn't you, Doc, play from the movie with Shirley MacLaine? One of the favorite ones I like was with Clint Eastwood and Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Oh yeah, was that her first movie?
Probably one of her first. Yes.
That was Hitchcock, right?
No.
That wasn't Hitchcock?
No, Two Mules for Sister Sarah was Clint Eastwood, Shirley MacLaine.
Well, we loved If My Friends Could See Me Now, They'd Never Believe It. Blobbity blob.
You know what? I was trying to find that song to play it, and I couldn't find
you
it.
See, if you would have told
it.
Me to come at the right time instead of
you
out.
You have that song?
If my friends could see me now.
I'm all leaving. Come on, finish it.
La la la. I'm not going to be singing here.
All right.
Remember, I'm coming in as Sharon. I'm pissed now.
I know you're pissed. Dangerous. I have to cut you loose because I do need that line now.
Okay, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, Dangerous.
All right.
Bye, Dangerous.
Before you go, I want you to blow me a kiss so I know that you're my friend.
I love you.
Thanks,
I'm
Dangerous.
Friend. I don't have any problem with Breedwood. I just had a problem with the way it went down. But what?
I know you were ganged up on it. Okay, good.
It. Okay, bye bye. I'll be listening.
Bye, right, honey,
bye-bye.
Lover.
Bye. Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Two Mules to Sister Sarah.
Yeah.
Was done in 1970. Shirley's first movie was in 1955, The Trouble with Harry.
And that
you're right.
Was Alfred Hitchcock.
You're right.
And that one was Alfred Hitchcock. All right. You're right. No, that's right. The first one, her first film was Alfred Hitchcock. If you can confirm that for me, Vinny, I'd be very happy. All right.
Yep, you're correct, Alfred Hitchcock. 1955, okay. 3rd of October. Mystery comedy.
914, you're on the air.
Nigga!
Yes.
wow! This is exciting. I'm gonna start dancing.
I don't know.
Question, answer, caller.
Did you understand what they said? They've hung up already. Did you understand what they said?
No. What the hell did they say?
I don't know. Here's another one from 914. Who's there now?
White power. White power.
White power. Please.
White power.
Who are you?
With the nerds.
Shake and bake, and I help. Next caller, please.
Wait a second. Who are you?
What the heck? Yeah,
see, I told you you didn't have to go further into the UFO
allergy.
What
was the area code?
It's a Westchester, 914.
Oh, okay.
The other one called back now. I'm afraid to take it. Who could this be? All right, 914.
Hey, what's up?
Who's there?
Mike Signorelli of Westchester.
What? Cinderella?
Mike Signorelli.
Mike Signorelli of Westchester. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to call in on behalf of the White Revolution, who will take over the world and kill all black people and Spanish people in the world. So, have a good day.
What?
Wow.
You know what? People are evil. They need a god.
Wow.
You know what? They need a god or Star Wars the movie. Enough with these peeps.
I did not realize that we had such a fan base in the skinhead world.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, how do they afford to make the phone call?
All right. You know what, you guys? I don't want to give them any more voice. Let's stop talking about it and go on to the
Yeah, let's move on.
Yes. Exactly.
All right, that's fine.
Wow, Jane, you're fab.
I know. I'd like to examine all. They're trying to call again. I'm done with them. I mean, please, unless they're gonna engage us in a conversation, I'll give them one more chance to engage us in a conversation. You want to engage us in a conversation?
I love everyone. I love white people. I love Jesus.
Wow, that's one person that loves Jesus.
Talk about yours.
Oh, get over yourself and graduate from high school, please.
Yeah,
exactly.
Could you?
You know what? I mean, it's one thing if they want to be, you know, if they have ideas that they want to share with us, if they can speak about it, even if they're stupid ideas, it's kind of interesting to learn.
Yeah, but they need to learn how to jerk off first before they can call in the Dr. Blockstein show.
Yeah, I mean, I like to hear from different
different
voices.
Strokes.
No matter how insane or disgusting they are, but if they're not going to have a regular conversation, it's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not discriminate against anyone, even if you are a white supremacist or a black supremacist or a Hispanic supremacist. How come there are no Hispanic supremacists?
It's all just bungle in the jungle right now.
You sound like the bounty hunter.
Who, me?
Bounty hunter.
No, Theo. Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's all Jungle and the Blungle. What? This show was
Bungle.
About Shirley MacLaine, and all of a sudden we're
all
talking
just,
about supremacy.
It's all just Bungle and the Jungle. Jethro Tull.
I thought I was black, too, but that doesn't give me any right to say Bungle in the Jungle.
No, you don't get it. It's from a song. Jethro Tull.
It's from a song. Hey, Vinny, was there any reaction to that terrible display of racism in the chat room?
Do you have? Yeah, people. Yeah, you know, people wondering if you've got his, if you've got caller ID.
Oh, that's amazing! You, give them all the number.
save the phone number. Give out their number.
Oh, that's a good idea. I can do that.
We can,
is, that,
you know,
is that wrong to do? Is it wrong to give out the phone number?
Let's not deal with this. Let's go on to something else. Like, let's just not give it any more voice.
Oh, this is late night talk show, Jane.
I'm
Where's
serious.
Your Tarzan, honey?
What'd you say? You're serious? Are you concerned?
They all in the chat room, Doc. I just realized.
Oh, they are there too?
Yeah, they, great. You know, and so their IP address is definitely being recorded.
Oh, good. Maybe we can get rid of them later. Jane, they make you uncomfortable, don't they?
What?
They make you uncomfortable, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be a party to this. I don't want to give people like that a voice. Like, I'm done. Let's move on. We're not that kind of show.
I agree. I agree with you. I agree.
Jane is
the
reason here.
She is. Well, she always is. She always is. Vinny sometimes is, although he wants me to give out the phone number. Vinny's all.
I'm the one telling you what is being said in the chat room.
I know.
Don't confuse, my speech from the chat room with my speech.
You know what? From now on, when it's your speech, I want you to say, "Vinny says." Okay.
Wow, I've never seen so many blogging people typing so fast.
There's some really good typers in my audience.
Yeah.
In our remaining moments, as Larry King would say, first of all, I want to say that I'm going to save the game name or drug until next week, just because we'll have more time next week, and I need to do it while we're on the air and not off on the archive because I need callers for that particular game. I also want to remind everybody about the Christmas special, the Oven Bag Christmas special for the Tuesday night, which is Christmas, and also New Year's Day. We're going to have a show where we go over all our favorite moments from the past year, and you're involved too. If you have a favorite moment from the past year, maybe it was the racists calling in. Perhaps it was Shirley MacLaine interview, or maybe it was the Phony Phil musical album commercial that we opened the show with. Whatever it may be, you can call it in. Leave a message. Tell me which show you want or which portion of a show you want to be replayed in our Oven Bag special, and your voice and whatever will be there. I've already gotten a couple, one over email, one voice. So it's your show too. 201-683-6224. 201-683-6224. That's 201 Oven Bag to make your choice for best moments.
Oven Bag, that doesn't sound like a good name, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
I know, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, can you get the, this is a great idea, and I've already got my list, so I can't wait.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And for people who are shy, you can just email me your choices. I know KB, though I don't know her to be shy, emailed me her choices. I got a voice recording of Dr. Anonymous with his choices, and then he sent me an email with five other choices. Dr. Anonymous is our biggest fan. Justin, we did not do any weather. What's up?
Oh, you know how it is. Now I've lost my steam a little bit right now.
Fair to partly cloudy?
No, I don't give a shit about that. But I guess others do. So why don't we say that it's still global warming, and as we go into December, it's always refreshing to see one tree in New York City that's kind of turning leaves, color. As we go into December, so ho, ho, ho.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you're great. You know I think you're fantastic.
You know what? You're fantastic, too, but you kind of duped me on this FM thing today.
I asked you, we're about to lose the live feed, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and those of you who are listening on the archive, you're still here, because you don't get cut off of the archive, you only get cut off of the live feed in 20 seconds. Justin, I asked you to play a scene with Jane. You asked me what time you should call in, and I told you. I didn't know you wanted to be a part of the Shirley MacLaine interview or hear it.
If my friends could see me now.
I can see you're really broken up.
Dr. Blogstein, this is an entertainment show. It ain't about me. It's about love, life, no discrimination, and aliens. I rest my case. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you. I just want to tell everybody, next week, same time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday. Next week, we have National Basketball Association Hall of Famer Rick Barry, he of the Astros. Yeah.
That's more down to earth.
You see, when Phil is on, he is on. And that's funny.
Phil is very present today. Phil, you are the most present you've ever been on the Dr. B Show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we had some very good debates early on, Zeitgeist, later on, religion, very interesting. We had aliens. Shirley MacLaine was a fantastic guest. We had a fantastic reenactment of Terms of Endearment with Justin as Cher, as Shirley MacLaine, and Jane as Deborah Winger. Thank you to you guys. Thank you to Vinnie Bond. Any last words from the chat room?
Well, the chat room is really up in arms over this guest who's was calling you on the phone quite a few times, and Alan is in there, and people are, you know, asking if they can be blocked, and Alan is trying to explain that they don't want people to have to register to be able to get into the chat rooms.
That's something that they'll work out. It's nice that what's good is that if nobody listened to the show, we wouldn't have prank callers. I mean, we've gotten really big. Where the crazy white supremacists know where an audience is to get a message across, and they call into where there are a lot of people. I take it as a compliment.
Well, the other thing is that a couple of people are saying that you have a block feature, that you can block somebody.
Oh, I can? I'll have to learn how to do that later, but let's not do it on the air, because that's probably...
Yeah, well, right, but you should look into it, because then you can go in and you can kick these people off, because they're really...
Yeah,
offended.
But you know what? Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. What's really going to haunt me at night is that... what's going to haunt me is that I made Dangerous Lee hang up for those people that tell me to kill all black people. That's horrible. What a poor
turn
of events.
You know what? I think that people, if they're going to write the N-word and all that other crap on the blog here, they do need to sign in, because if they're such fans of the show, you're going to want to send them a blast email about next week's show. So I think that's the way the rules should be, Dr. B.
No, I agree. Exactly. All right. Anything else from everybody out there? Jane, thank you. We'll see you next week, right?
Absolutely.
Great.
Phil, you missed the beginning of the show. It was all about you, Phil.
Well, you know, as a person gets older, they don't always wake up in time, you know?
It's the middle of the night. Do you have to wake up in time?
Well, sometimes, you know, an old feller like me, you know, likes to take a little nap there in the middle of the day.
I hear you. Vinny?
Oh,
good job,
yep.
Today?
Yep, not and, the, feet, you know, everything is good, and they just explained how to use the block feature in the chat room.
Oh, good, and that was during the Shirley MacLaine interview, I was in the chat room. That was the biggest chat room we've had. You did a good job of keeping that under control.
Yeah, it was a lot of people, and as I said, Alan has been here most of the time, and Dangerous has been in here, you know, since she's been on the phone, and it's been a good night. Now there is a feature. If you click on the person's name on the left-hand side, they're... profile opens up, and there is a little block button down in the bottom right-hand side. So you just have to figure out which guest is the one who's out of hand, because you've got a bunch of guests. So it does behoove your listeners to register so their name is listed.
Right.
I just register automatically, Vinny, just because it's, you know, the proper thing to do when you're going to, you know, show up to listen to some radio show.
I agree, Phil. You know, some people do come in as guests, though. You know, right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
people. All right. Vinny, you're starting to even bore. You're starting to even bore me. All right. Thank you, everybody. We're gonna say goodnight. Any reason to keep going, or someone has something to say, or can we?
I think it behooves us to click off, baby.
Yeah, because it's bedtime. Thank you, everybody. See you next week.
You too.
Bye.
Baby.
Shalom, as they say.
You're gonna have to remove me, 'cause I ain't going nowhere.